All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. Lots going on. So much is going on behind the scenes and in front of everybody's eyes that it's almost hard to believe. We're coming into October. Things are getting pretty heavy, pretty intense, right, Juanito? I mean, today...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, another assassination attempt on Trump today, apparently.
Well, yeah, it was... the reports are... And I knew within just a couple of minutes that I didn't want to say anything till we had had a moment to. I'm getting all sorts of. Oh, it's your end. I saw all the ad pictures, and I was like, "What in the world?"
Yeah, now, I mean, you can't stop some of the backstory. Before we get into this, let me just knock this out real quick for my audience, folks.
Okay.
Morning kick, morning kick. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this just by making one change, folks. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing, too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day long. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to thechuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking on the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino and click on the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple this is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 84 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on these three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking on the link below, folks. Get at it. It's crazy. It's so simple. It's unbelievable. Juanito. All right. So, guy opens fire. Well, the Secret Service opened fire on a man with an AK-47 near the golf course. I mean, I hear, you know, you've told me he's well insulated. Everything's, I just can't believe this happened again.
Well, wait a second. They opened fired on him. He had an AK-47. The reports are that his cell phone came back to an employee that actually worked there at Trump International. And just so that you know it, a few days ago, we had the government gangsters premiere there at Trump International. We had something else that we had set up, but the movie people couldn't get their act together fast enough to pull it off.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was annoying because they could have really had something very, very cool, but they blew it.
It happens.
So, yeah, it happens.
But I'm kind of confused here because why should this even be happening? This shouldn't even be happening again. This is just uncalled.
Well, wait a second. Again, they responded in a very rapid manner this time once they determined that the man had an AK-47.
But how did he get an AK-47 onto his property?
It wasn't quite on the property yet, as I understand it. And this was somebody that had the ability to get on the property because they were, apparently, at least the cell phone came back to a person that had the work there. You know, you don't know what the rest of the story is.
Well, they found a GoPro camera and the assault rifle together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so again, they never got in range. And so I think we have to ease up, let the Secret Service do their job. I mean, they can't necessarily be able to pick somebody up, 20 miles away or even a mile or two away. They were on the job. They got the job done. Trump praised them for doing a good job. So let's, give them credit. They got it. It didn't ever get within range to be an actual threat. So,
good.
I mean, can't we just put this guy in his basement and he can campaign from there like Biden did in 2020?
No, we're not doing that shit.
I'm worried about this guy, man. I'm like, damn, he's literally dodging bullets, Juanito.
Well, so are the rest of us.
Yeah, but I mean, we can't. This is, I mean, he's a very important man. This is just ridiculous.
We're all important. We're
I
all
know.
important. Look, you know what the deal is in part, you know, and you know, I remember back 2016, I had one of the staff had a truck that was, you know, had a Trump bumper sticker on the back, and of course campaign and all that, and somebody keyed her car and broke the windows out on her car and everything else, ran off. The girl just had liability insurance. It was an older car. It was a nice car. And in the end, it was more expensive to fix all the windows they broke out than it was just to go get her another car and sell it to somebody else that got a pretty good break on a nice little Toyota. But, you know, that was going on pretty regularly, ripping down the signs, everything else. We've heard lots of the reports of people, you know, going after or trying to start fights with Trump supporters. So, you know, we're all on the front line. It's not just the president, because it's a pretty militant group. You know,
be careful.
Yeah, I just
it's fluff too. I know what we're gonna
I
go to.
Remember where we were.
I know we're gonna go to ninoscorner.tv right after this, folks, because I want to talk about the nuclear scare that seems to be approaching quite rapidly. And DHS.
Well,
Department
let's say this. It's not a scare. It's not just a threat. You know, I've mentioned to your audience before that Putin does have some serious health issues, and he's fighting through pretty well, it appears. You know, I have contacts in that zone too. But you know, these things have a way of taking a turn on a moment's notice. So the person that's in line to be the backup to Putin is Medvedev, who of course was previously the president. And they've been playing tag in and out between Putin and Medvedev, back to Putin. Medvedev is a hardliner. It's a good cop, bad cop scenario. Medvedev appeals to the people that have just completely had it with what's going on in Ukraine. You know, Russia, depending on which camp you talk to, has lost well over 100,000 soldiers. Jeez. And there's plenty of civilians out throughout the Donbass that Russian people that have been injured or killed. The other side of the coin is the Ukrainians have got the worst of the worst of it. They've lost at least 500,000. You have probably several million spread out across the world now, and a large percentage of those are children that have gotten lost somewhere in the system. In fact, when the war started, there was all sorts of appeals to transport kids. And I had a couple pretty well-known personalities were asking me for money and support and contacts to send people over to help evacuate kids. And I was like, you know, something doesn't sound quite right here. And they were just as sincere as could be. And so I contacted a very good friend in Romania that, you know, arguably one of the wealthiest people in that region of the world, asked him what his thoughts were and what, you know, what he knew of the situation. And he was extremely adamant that nobody needs to transport these kids out of the region. In fact, any of them that would go into Russian care probably would be reunited with their parents faster than if they went into any of these other
wow.
relief locations. And he was an anti-Putin, anti-Russia
yeah.
person. But he said, if it was my life on the line or my kid, if I was one of them, I'd want to be with the Russians before I'd want to be with any of these other
groups. Let's talk about that on the back channel, because I really want to talk about the Department of Homeland Security taking over the electoral voting. I want to go into detail on that, on your thoughts. And I know that the WhiteHouse.gov just reinstated or renewed the election interference stuff. And I definitely don't want to go on that on FluffTube. So can we talk about that on .TV, Juanito?
Yeah, we'll go over there and discuss that and have some fun.
Because I know that you and I talked about it, and I'll give my audience just a little preview. Could they, as well as us, be pointing fingers when this mess happens, when this halt or this pause happens, be pointing fingers
well,
at?
Let me just say this, Neil. Here's a quick way to say it. I've mentioned that we may do another letter campaign and the Supreme Court stuff, but here's part of the issue. And we have to be very careful in what we present. Why? Because part of the game plan right now is to agree with everything we said about 2020. They're going to let go of the rope and agree with us now and suddenly say that nobody
something
should
happened
be
in 2024.
Nobody should be certifying a vote without verifying it first. When we come up to, date.
November cycle.
Well, it's the January when Congress.
So
they're
going to be screaming the same thing we were screaming in 2020.
Right, and so when you think of all the events that came up to the big day.
All right, Juan, I
January.
Definitely don't want to talk about this on FluffTube, man. Let's
all
pull
right,
that back.
Well,
for, no, we can talk about it freely on the back channel. This stuff is too hot for dot t, for FluffTube. It just is.
That's why
we're
we got to have
we're way
an
too,
alternative.
Yeah,
we've just got to, you know, these people, we're Americans.
I agree with you.
We do stuff, and we have an open conversation. And when somebody is manipulating it this way, then that obviously isn't a free speech platform. Okay. And
but we can game it. I can play
by
the
in
rules
other words,
a little
let
bit.
Go of the rope, try to go with us, and now say that we're all right. Okay. So then the question becomes, is it, are we even talking about 2020 or 2024? I say 2020. It's not over yet.
Well, let me just ask you before we go to the NinosCorner.tv and talk about that. We're going to probably be facing a lot more attempts at Mr. T's life. So how are we getting ready for that? I mean, is he going to be allowed to go outside and play golf, or are we going to start manning the golf course?
The reality is, I started to mention this with Medvedev a moment ago. Medvedev said, the good cop, bad cop, Putin, good cop, Medvedev, bad cop. He's a hardliner. He's known for, being ready to just take it to Kiev, Ukraine. And he said yesterday, or actually day before yesterday, he said, we have enough legal right at this moment in time to use a nuclear device at any moment. The thresholds have already been breached within what's going on out of the Ukraine. So we are absolutely 100% within our right if we feel the need to use the nuke right now. Now that's what Medvedev said. So with that in mind, we're on the brink. You know, it was us that said out of Strategic Command that we could use a nuke if certain thresholds were crossed back before Russia went into Ukraine. So at the end of the day, we're already there. We threatened it. Now they've threatened it. Putin's threatened it.
I had
somebody got me the green smoothies are too much for this is berry. It's much better.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
Oh, spinach is in there. Oh, I'm gonna be strong. Nino, you want to arm wrestle? Come on, let's arm wrestle. I got spinach in my smoothie, bro.
A lot of iron. So let me ask you this, Juanito. I had Scott Bennett on, and I'm going to be putting that up pretty soon. And he talked about he's expecting an October surprise, a red October like no other. And he's saying that, which you've always said, which you've said to my audience many times, but this October, this red October is going to be different than all of the Octobers. I know you agree with that because you're actually – of all people, you won't be jet setting everywhere. You're going to actually hunker down this October, right, Juan?
Well, let me say it maybe a little bit more precisely. There's stuff that we're in the midst of that has to be done. So I just won't be doing much public stuff, and already with things behind the scenes, I mean, you'll see it over the next several weeks. I've got a tremendous amount of travel that's already locked in. I would like to be a little bit less, but I'm not. Let's see if I can say it in a way that doesn't get everybody chicken little, the sky is falling. I think there's going to be some serious disruption. And you could very well remember on 9/11.
Yeah.
You were stuck in place for a little bit till things calmed back down. Even as other things started, we had, travel slowed down radically. There was all sorts of issues. So we could have disruption. So you have to be ready to have to hunker down in place on a moment's notice. So you better be places that you want to be in. You might not be able to, get right back home immediately. I think that's more after the first of the year. But anything is possible. Expect the unexpected.
Hold on. You just said you think that's so the real part. So you're expecting the big finale to happen in January then?
I think it's not just in January. It continues on.
Right. It's long, but I'm just saying you're expecting the worst of this or the beginning of it to really kick off after the first of the year.
Well, again, let's think about what's going on. So you have a vote.
Let's talk about it on the back channel. I don't want to go into this. Let's talk about it on the back channel, Juanito.
All right.
Well, folks, go to the Jennifer Mack. Hold on.
You one other thing. You still got to be counted. We're not going to go hide in our bunkers. We're not going to go hide in the basement. In fact, part of the thing is we're being told this is a 50-50 race. Nothing could
hold on,
be
hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't
truth.
Say, don't say it on fluff. Everyone's hating me right now. I already know the comments, but folks, there's a method to my madness. I can't. This is why I'm still here. This is why I'm still here. I gotta play. I'm bobbing and weaving. Play. I'm like Mayweathering the fight right now. Like,
All right. Well, okay.
I said let's talk about the Trump second and Trump assassination.
Well, go fly your flag. I got the Jen has a huge 12x18. There's only four of them, I think, right now. 12x18 Megador flag. We just had a few of them made up for fun, and the first little group went like almost immediately. So we only got a half dozen more. So there's like four left right now. If you got a big enough place, that's something that's really cool that you could really enjoy. So
it's thejennifermack.com, thejennifermack. Yeah. I'll put a link in the description box, folks. But let me ask you one last question here, Juanito.
Yeah.
Can we expect more of these attempts at Trump's life?
Well, it's bigger than that. It's not just an attempt on Trump. I think we all are in the crosshairs. And so if they can't get at him, they'll try to get at the rest of us and
escalate World War III.
Well, escalate, this is more aimed at the civil side. They would love to have people, hiding in the basement, afraid to go out and be seen. And that's why I say we almost have to hide in plain sight. If everybody has something demonstrative, on their porch, on their car, it's harder for them to pick out just one. If people are going to go hide, the nail that sticks up gets hammered down. That's what they're trying to do. We outnumber these people by gazillions, Nino.
I know.
We need to act accordingly. And, I don't want people be stupid about it, but the other side of the coin is you're going to let them push off your street, out of your house, out of your neighborhood.
No way.
Just by intimidation.
Like the Venezuelan gangs right now.
Right. And look at how they did that. They did. They just walked in and says, we're in charge. And what are you going to do about it? And started, you know, taking over buildings and kicking people out, and people left in fear and intimidating, and people had to leave the block. So are you going to yield ground? Are we going to do that? Are we going to hold our ground? And I think that's part of the whole point. You don't have to go looking for trouble, but you do have to close ranks. And, you know, instead of, you know, letting them intimidate you into not being seen, everybody gets seen. And they're the ones that are intimidated because they look down the street and, you know, there's a lot more people on one side than the other. It's like, do you really want to take on a town where you know that, you know, 90% of the people are able to take care of themselves and prepared to take care of themselves? Are you really going to go to that one? You're going to go to the one where you know that nobody's watching out for each other and all the grandmas are scared? There was a particular situation, I don't know, probably 15 years ago, where there was several women that were older. They knew that they could go to a bank inside of a particular store and get their Social Security. So they go to that store and get their Social Security. Three times women were shopping. They would have their purse in the front of the grocery cart, you know, in the little rack thing. And guy just come through, grabbed the purse and walked right out the door. And, you know, the word kind of went out. One of the women knew some other people. And in kind of a Curtis Sliwa type of series of events, all of a sudden, you had a bunch of guys that came in and they'd stay in the store. The store manager was aware they were present. They didn't have any guns, but they were there, aware of what was going on. They were there for 4 or 5 days. And then there was the Social Security checks come out in a certain cycle. They knew what the days were that people came in and the women came in. Sure enough, two different incidents the same day, guys were grabbing purses and all the guys just walked over.
Smash and grab. And they're doing the smash and grabs too.
A type of a smash and grab. And they didn't have to do a whole lot of drama. They just had to be present. And a couple of them take the guy down, police show up, they went away to jail. That put an end to it. Okay. We don't have to be too hyper aggressive. We just have to be present and not willing to put up with a bunch of shit. They won't get away with much very long. In fact, look at how quickly and before they got within a threat zone, the Secret Service was able to take care of this
open fire
situation with the AK-47.
I guess my question is, how did this guy even get onto the property with this? That's where my mind is blown. I'm like, isn't this a little more taken care of than that?
It's a golf course, but I believe they got to him very, very quickly before he ever got anywhere close to where he was going to be a threat to.
But I mean, doesn't he have Secret Service in like a 2 mile radius, like walking around with earpieces, like checking out the scene? Well, that's good to know. I mean, shit. No.
Depends on the situation whether or not they have.
I've always imagined that he's well insulated and he probably has guys a mile down the road looking. You know, I don't know. I mean, just scouting all parts of the area.
Well, like let me just say this: so the part that most people aren't aware of, about 2.5 weeks ago, it was announced that the Secret Service is now supplemented by U.S. military. So it's not just the Secret Service anymore. The U.S. military has certain protective things going on around President Trump. And that was announced publicly. The precise things that are put into play are not necessarily well known, but one of them that I am aware of is very cool. At some point, somebody will say something, but it won't be me. But
Juan, did they release the identity of this individual?
Well, we know that the cell phone he had was tied to an individual that works at the property. So we would assume that that person is the same person, but that hasn't been announced yet, I don't believe. You know, just because the cell phone is tied to that person, who knows if somebody got bonked over the noggin, they took it, his ID, and ran in to look like him. So We'll find out more. I want to be very careful with everything we do, Nino. And this is something for everybody here in the audience. Let's measure twice, cut once. Let's slow down, even though we want to say things quickly, and not jump to conclusions based on just, you know, a meme or something posted. You know, taking a little extra time to verify what we've been told is going to be appropriate from this point on. Part of the thing is there's a desire to get those of us within this conservative community to be usable to spread falsehoods and lies and to race to do it like cub reporters. We need to slow down. While we want to know things like what just happened today as quickly as possible, an extra 2, 5, 20 minutes, whatever, to know the details with pretty good facts is going to be more important than just being the first one and then being shown up for having got it wrong.
Let's jump onto the back channel because I get just too nervous with this stuff, man. I mean, let's just jump on there, folks. I'll see you at ninoscorner.tv. TheJenniferMack.com.
You need another gallon of hand cream. You need another gallon of hand cream, dude.
Maybe I do.
Maybe I do.
I know I'm going to get a lot of trolls. They're all going to be hating me right now, but whatever. All right, Juanito, I'll see you at ninoscorner.tv right now.
All right.
Bye. All right, folks.